Chapter 5. Another Amphibious Assault. The 5th Marines now had the mission to secure the northern part of the island, that is, the upper part of the larger Lobster Claw. Following that chore, the regiment was to move south again on the eastern side of the Umbrogel Ridges to complete the isolation and encirclement. Most of us in the ranks never saw a map of Peleliu except during training on Pavuvu, and had never heard the ridge system referred to by its correct name, Umbrogel Mountain. We usually referred to the whole ridge system as Bloody Nose, Bloody Nose Ridge, or simply the Ridges. As we moved through the army lines, Japanese machine guns were raking the crest of the ridge on our right. The slugs and bluish-white tracers pinned down the American troops on the ridge, but passed high above us on the road. The terrain was flat and sparsely wooded. Tanks supported us, and we were fired on by small arms, artillery, and mortars from the high coral ridges to our right, and from Ngesibus Island a few hundred yards north of Peleliu. Our battalion turned right at the junction of West Road and East Road, headed south along the latter, and stopped at dusk. As usual, there wasn't much digging in as such, mostly finding some crater or depression and piling rocks around it for what protection we could get. I was ordered to carry a 5-gallon can of water over to the company's CP. When I got there, Ak-Ak was studying a map by the light of a tiny flashlight that his runner shielded with another folded map. The company's radio man was sitting with him, quietly tuning his radio and calling an artillery battery of the 11th Marines. Putting the water can down, I sat on it and watched my skipper with admiration. Never before had I regretted so profoundly my lack of artistic talent and inability to draw the scene before me. The tiny flashlight faintly illuminated Captain Haldane's face as he studied the map. His big jaw, covered with a charcoal stubble of beard, jutted out. His heavy brow wrinkled with concentration just below the rim of his helmet. The radio man handed the phone to Ak-Ak. He requested a certain number of rounds of 75mm HE to be fired out to Company K's front. A Marine on the other end of the radio questioned the need for the request. Haldane answered pleasantly and firmly. "Maybe so, but I want my boys to feel secure." Shortly, the 75s came whining overhead and started bursting in the dark, thick growth across the road. Next day, I told several men what Ak-Ak had said. "That's the skipper for you, always thinking of the troops' feelings," was the way one man summed it up.